Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Entine, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning the last day of February, the 28th, on Monday, and ending on Sunday, the 6th of March. Now, this week is going to hold the new moon in Pisces on Wednesday, and a couple of difficult aspects. That's not too surprising, but I may be able to give you the new moon forecast in this particular episode because the rest is just aspects, really. So I'm going to start with that. And so that Pisces new moon has some interesting factors to it, as they all seem to, don't they? Also, the new moon is at 12 degrees. It's still another 12 degree. We're about to move out of the 12 degree new moon and 27 degree full moons, but we still have this one. And this one is conjunct Jupiter in Pisces at 14 degrees. So this is a kind of a foreshadowing of our optimism, literally. Unless you want to be focused on martyrdom and victimhood, because you can expand in any direction that Pisces wants to go with Jupiter. But if you're setting your intentions for this new cycle, which is what you would be doing, it's better to set some good ones, right? So think about the positive potentials of the creativity and how the positive feelings and emotions that are expressed can actually support other things in a good way. So, for instance, we have something going on in the world, or we have had quite a difficult week with certain warlike behavior going on, and so certainly we could focus on the victim aspect and yet giving support and spiritual support through our feelings and emotions to the situation as a whole can be very helpful. In fact, it has already produced something miraculous as I'm recording this. One of the things that we need to know is that Venus and Mars made a conjunction in Capricorn, and they are still in this mode, but they're getting ready now. They're in conjunction, really, at the new moon. Mars is conjunct Pluto, and Venus will follow shortly. And so what we saw in the world is an outpicturing of the paradigm shift that began in January of 2020 with Saturn and Pluto meeting at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And now we are getting information about how we either fight for power and status and position, Mars and Capricorn. Mars in Capricorn could also just be energized around reaching goals and doing it in a timely and methodical way. So it's not always a bad thing, but going towards Pluto, the power aspect, we can see that this can be a very difficult, and we are going to have the exact Pluto conjunction taking place this week, and that will be 3:43 a.m. Eastern on Thursday, right after this new moon, which comes in at 12:35 p.m. on Wednesday. It's also Ash Wednesday for the people who are in that religious denomination coming up to Easter. So, what we're looking at is the fact that a paradigm shift isn't going to be accomplished quickly and easily and without some things happening. But one of the greatest things I've seen as a Facebook, you know, participant is how many people all around the world have been sending this incredible vibration of love and doing spiritual work with global, and so to me that is the paradigm shift out of the old paradigm, that people all over the world were able to see that this method that we have had for thousands of years, patriarchal energy of going to war and dominating and, taking other people's toys, or wanting to be in control of everything, is really not what the masses of the world want, even the people in the country that was in the space of being the instigator of war. We're out protesting this. We don't want this anymore. And that is good news. So again, when we're in this time and in our own lives, we can take a look at these energies that are in the new moon. And when we set our intentions, as one of my friends likes to say, just ask for the most benevolent outcome in any situation. And that is, always going to be the best thing, no matter what we're thinking. So put that in to your own intentions this month, the most benevolent outcome, and then sit back and watch it unfold. The Venus, Mars, Pluto energy is sextal Neptune in Pisces, and Pluto has been sextal Neptune for decades and decades. This is one of the longest, long-lasting aspects between two outer planets. I was born with Pluto sextal Neptune. You were born with Pluto sextal Neptune. I don't even have to know your chart. It's been in different signs, but it's just been the nature of the relationship between these planets. So what that can do is, as I've said before, unfortunately, allow power positions to use deceptive influence to support them and their cause, but it also is telling us that the spiritual energy can have an effect on the power position and cause the Pluto to uplift into a positive transformation of our societal and personal life structures, where we are looking at things that we want in the outer world, because that is the realm of Capricorn. All right, so there you are. Now, this is the good news in the sense of what we can do. But what we're going to also experience is a Saturn-Mercury conjunction in Aquarius at the new moon. Now, this is going to make things look very serious for us. So in a good way, we would be making plans for our future and the things that are coming that can bring things into structure, bring things into form, will work, methods and timing. So that's the positive on that aspect. But also you're going to see a bit of a rise in the opposite of what I've just talked about. You're going to see people being pessimistic about the future and, just getting into these negative places. And the better thing for you to do is disengage from the negativity as much as you can. Again, the most benevolent outcome, not the most pessimistic outlook, is what's required to create something better. Now, the asteroid Juno is an exact square to Uranus and Taurus. And Juno is in Aquarius, and she is in the realm of astrology involved with keeping women's rights in the forefront, women's equality. Now, we just had a big win in this world of sports. I think it was a soccer team or something that were demanding to be the women to be given as much money as the men. And when you heard the difference if they won and they got gold medals, what they were paying the men on the teams and the women, you would cry over the difference. It was really like phenomenal. And they won. So it isn't like this isn't happening. And this is the Uranus and Taurus, the change, the cultural collective change in values and change in the way money is held. And the new moon is also sextile Uranus and Taurus. So we can start seeding those thoughts, those positive thoughts, and, you know, make headway. The nodes in South Node Scorpio and North Node Taurus are being given a positive aspect by both Pluto, which is going to trine the North Node, and Neptune, which trines the South Node. But both of those are sextile or in a opportunity aspect and a helpful aspect to the other nodes. So we can move forward now. This is a great time. This is a March new moon where we can move in a positive direction in the world and also in our lives. And one of the things I think that has helped, again, with Uranus and Taurus, is this whole thing of world banking, you know, is something that was put in practice to cause the aggressor to think twice also. And so Uranus and Taurus has been used now in a way to promote peace. So one of the things I would keep stressing as I look at the new moon is take the most energy you can, put it into the positive ideas, and we'll see positive outcomes. So, okay. Going back to the weekly forecast, Monday the 28th began with a moon in Aquarius square to Uranus and Taurus, 8:50 a.m. So you may wake up in Eastern time zone, this is, and you may see news of some surprising change. Now, this is where you could find technological issues that have come up during the night. When we go through the day on Monday, we've got the moon conjunction Mercury in Aquarius until 5:11 p.m. Eastern. So that is a good day for communications, group endeavors, getting in touch with friends. And we're in the fourth quarter, so it's not a time for us to be moving on new projects, but continuing with old projects or maybe getting revelations about things that we've got to do to, you know, release or change something for the next cycle. And the moon will come in to join Saturn at 9:01 p.m. Eastern, and this is when you're either able to use this Aquarius energy to be planning in a positive way, but a moon Saturn is often very serious and can be depressed. So be aware of that as the evening energy, 9:01 p.m. Eastern, which out on the West Coast would be 6:01 p.m., right around dinner time. So, you know, do something to objectify, and Aquarius can objectify. So look at it, and, you know, if you're feeling, you know, this is a Bach flower moment. If you feel set back, you have Gentian. You know, if you feel hopeless, you've got Gorse to use. And, you know, there are other things. You know, I do Bach consultations if you feel the need for that. And I also teach those. But this is a time when those could come in very handy. But at least just remind yourself that you may be overly serious or overly pessimistic, at this time. After that's over, we have a void, of course, Aquarius moon until Tuesday, which is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. Moon is void, of course, in Aquarius, and so that is very happy Aquarius moon. No obstacles to my freedom, And my range of seeking out the unusual and interesting and exciting. On Tuesday is March 1st. We have the moon enter Pisces at 3:53 p.m. Eastern. So suddenly, you know, we shift gears and we're in this very sensitive, very spiritual feelings mode. We have Pisces Sun sextile Uranus in Taurus, which is going to keep that party going, and the moon is going towards a sextile to Uranus in Taurus at 11. I think it's 11. I put a line through this. Yeah. 43 a.m. on Wednesday, right before the new moon comes in. So this should be a pretty upbeat day, definitely. And as we get closer to 1:33 a.m., that Mercury becomes exact to Saturn conjunct, 11:33 a.m., just before the moon's sextile. So you'll see where your mind is going. Certainly some people, if they're celebrating, partying hardy, they may be feeling a bit of a downer the next morning. But at any rate, this is Wednesday. We come in on the sextile, which is an upbeat idea of Moon and Pisces to Uranus and Taurus. And then we get the new moon that I just described at 12:35 p.m. So also remember that if you haven't felt a lot of energy Monday or Tuesday or coming into Wednesday, that's normal. With lower energy, we don't have as much light, we don't have as much energy. So, you know, I always see people on Facebook saying, I don't understand, I just feel like I want to sleep. And I'm always saying, that's fine, it's the new moon. Don't worry about it, you're behaving perfectly. Your body is reacting to this energy. So this can be happening, but we'll come off the new moon with a conjunction to Jupiter. 4:24 p.m. is when that's exact on the Eastern time zone. And that is going to be so helpful and important because coming in at 3:43 a.m., Mars joins Pluto in Capricorn. Now, the last time that happened was in 2020. And it was a difficult time. It was in January, around January. So we need to know that this kind of energy can be disruptive, volatile, and intense. So just know, if you feel a quarrel brewing in your own personal life, avoid it. At this time, if you possibly can, if you were going to go marching in to the boss and tell them what, you know, don't do that, okay? This won't go well. It won't go well at all. And we may be seeing, you know, if there are peace talks going on, we may be seeing, you know, issues. And while that's happening, the next lunar aspect is coming in at 6:37 a.m., so that's about 4:30 on Wednesday afternoon Eastern to close to 7 a.m. on Thursday Eastern. The moon is joining Neptune. So there is confusion, and there is fear, and there is, you know, a possibility to be informed by the spiritual energy. Choose that instead. On Thursday at 12:56 in the afternoon, Venus joins Pluto. Now that is easier in many ways. This can be someone who comes along to help you solve your problems about how to transform things or how to run things or how to, you know, kind of be moving forward in a good way. And that can be a very powerful time. If you happen to meet somebody new, this is what they call a fated connection. If it's going to last forever, we don't know, but there are some good lunar aspects that could suggest that are going on, Moon in Pisces sextile for the rest of the daytime in Eastern until like about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, sextile Pluto, Venus, and Mars. So things can be very powerfully helpful from this meeting at least we could say that, all right? So that's a day when, you know, you are coming off the new moon. You might want to get in touch with people. They may have something to do with your career or public life. And but don't get involved with any of the Mars conjunction Pluto energy if you can help that. Moon in Pisces, void of course, 4:45 p.m. on Thursday. Moon enters Aries. We can be really happy that the moon was not in Aries during the Mars-Pluto conjunction at 7:52 p.m. on Thursday in the Eastern Time. And that's going towards the sextile. Again, an opportunity to structure in Aquarius the future, the organization and the group and the friendship and the goals and plans for the future. Good aspect. The sextile comes in at 3:12 p.m. on Friday afternoon. So you've got, I was looking at the conjunction to Chiron. Yes, I haven't been talking about that Chiron much. That is actually all day. That sextile Friday the 4th is coming in all day until 6:56 a.m. on Saturday the 5th. So here you have plenty of time to get the information you need, to look at the new things you might need to know about Moon in Aries, find things on the internet, or find good advice from somebody who knows how to move forward, okay? With also Saturday coming in the morning, the Sun-Jupiter conjunction, 9:06 a.m., very powerful for your meditation experience. If you can sit still with the moon in Aries, you're doing very well. But this is also another time of optimism, and the moon going sextile Mercury in Aquarius until 2:49 p.m. on Saturday makes this a good cycle for getting in touch, being around others, you know, having fun even, and discussing all kinds of exciting new things. But after that, when you get to about 3 o'clock, things change dramatically because the moon is going square Pluto, as it must every month, while the moon is in Aries and Pluto is in Capricorn. So 11:02 p.m. So Saturday starts out great. About 3 o'clock, well, that would be noon Pacific time, it goes south. The energy goes into conflict again. And while that's happening, we have Mars and Venus getting ready to do something. And they're getting ready to do this won't happen until after the moon in Aries is void, of course. But Mars enters Aquarius at 1:23 a.m. Eastern, Venus enters Aquarius at 1:30 a.m., and Venus and Mars have their second conjunction very quickly in succession to the one they had before in Capricorn at 2:12 a.m. on Sunday morning. So, let me just say, that's, you know, kind of in the middle of the night for most people, about 11:12 p.m. West Coast, the Venus-Mars conjunction. But this is in Aquarius, all right? So Mars going into Aquarius, here you've got people who are going to start really fighting for equality and for change, because more where Mars is where we're going to fight, you know? We're going to be, you know, wanting to move towards leadership and group energies and stuff like that. And Venus is also putting a lot of faith and value into change for the future. So this is kind of what we're feeling here. And when Venus and Mars come together, it's often very romantic and physical. But in Aquarius, it might be very mental, and people might be coming together to share the new ideas and put a lot of energy into them. At 3 a.m. on Sunday, the 6th of March, the moon enters Taurus and will quickly square both Mars and Venus in Aquarius. And that's like 3 a.m. to 3:07 a.m. So if you're up on the West Coast, just be, you know, chill out, you know, don't be too, you know, don't get too fixed in your attitude and try to, you know, deal with others because they won't move too much. But there is going to be a change coming in. Moon in Taurus, it, all day Sunday, is moving towards the conjunction to Uranus. It won't complete until 1:38 a.m. on Monday the 7th. So, you know, whatever you're talking about, whatever you're dealing with, there may be a positive change and you'll be happy about it, but it could also be a change, period. And you have to be a little careful also when you get closer to the actual conjunction for things to go wrong or accidents to happen, etc. Now, that's it for this week. On the week of the 7th, I looked ahead, and basically, we do have daylight savings time begin at 2 a.m. on Sunday the 13th of March, and we have Mercury's shift into Pisces. Mercury leaves, objective, innovative, intuitive Aquarius. So, that's what we'll be talking about next week, and I wish you all the best. Set your intentions for the new moon, and I'll say goodbye for now.